Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning. And I guess I can still say Happy New Year because it still is the very beginning of the new year. Well, of course, in January, I talk about super sips. So stay tuned for this week's Wine of the Week. And a big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets, with four fabulous locations. There's nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And I definitely could not have gotten through the holiday season without Oliver's Markets. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Side note on that, I was shopping at the Willoughby's in Santa Rosa right before Christmas, and I found the most amazing vodka. Now, I don't even really drink vodka, but this is really a cool vodka, and it's kind of just a very limited production, and it's from Greece, and it's actually a vodka that's made with olives from this little island in Greece, and they fermented and distilled these olives and made vodka from it. Very, very cool. Anyway, I digress, well, just a little bit because, well, maybe I'm thinking about now an olive martini, a dirty martini, first thing in the morning. Well, when you drink for a living, it's all good. Well, each and every January, as you may know, or if you're tuning in for the first time to Wine Wednesday, I always focus on fun finds, like amazingly priced wines that might seem to be too good to be true, but in fact, they are true. Some of us may spend a little bit too much during the holidays, and we still want to have a great bottle of wine coming into the new year, but maybe we don't have quite the budget that we had during the holiday season. So I do this research throughout the year and kind of start my little top 10 list of all the wines that I've found that are really, really amazingly priced. And this week brings a fun find from McNab Ridge. Now, this winery is located in Hopland. Earlier this year, I had their winemaker and owner, Rich Parducci, in studio. He's such a great guy. So these guys are making some really, really fantastic wines. As a matter of fact, every one of their wines has won multiple medals and really, really impressive. But the cool thing about this winery is that most of their wines that they have are really, really easy on the pocketbook. They're really well priced. They're savory, sophisticated. They make some sultry style wines, and they even make some sweet wines too. There's something for everybody. Their tasting room is located in Hopland, and it's just a really, really magical experience to try through all these handcrafted wines. And this week's Wine of the Week has a really fun story, and it's a really delicious red wine, and it's called Fred's Red, lot number 18. Now, this is a non-vintage, and that's okay. All the fruit comes from Mendocino County, probably most of it from their estate there outside of Hopland. But Fred's Red is named for the original McNab dog, Fred, who accompanied Alexander McNab on the boat from Scotland in the mid-1800s. How cool is that? Fred was the first in a long line of herding dogs known worldwide now. And it's just got this rich, deep garnet color, kind of aromas of blackberry and baking spice. I just love this red wine blend. And this time of year, you know, you're thinking about stews. Maybe you're making a big pot of chili. Maybe you're making some delicious braised short ribs over mashed potatoes, or maybe just a simple pizza. I got some pizza dough at Oliver's the other day and did a homemade pizza night kind of a theme, and opened a bottle of this wine, and it was just a delicious pairing. On this time of year, sometimes it's nice to make barbecue pork sliders, but whatever you're going to have, this is a juicy wine that totally delivers. I just love the flavors. Nice hints of spice and blackberries and a nice long finish. And you know what? Here's the deal. It's $14. Kid you not, $14. What a steal of a deal. We're talking about this week's wine find, the Fred's Red, lot number 18, made from McNab Ridge. Rich Parducci's the winemaker, and this is a Mendocino County red wine blend coming in at $14. And I didn't know the story of this wine until I read about it after I had the wine. It was so delicious. And the cool thing, kind of going full circle for me on this wine, is that way back when my daughter was growing up, we had a McNab. And we've recently just kind of dreamt of taking a trip to Scotland. So it's kind of a full circle moment for me to feature this wine of the week this week from McNabridge in Hopland. Fred's Red, lot number 18, coming in at $14. And yes, the winery ships. So how cool is that? If you're tuning into Wine Wednesday from somewhere outside of wine country, you can have the wines shipped right to you. You can go to McNabridgeWines.com. They have a great website there, McNab Ridge Winery, again, located in Hopland. And you can get hip to what's happening in the world of wine and, of course, cocktails by following me on social media. So if you're not currently following me, go check me out on Instagram, check me out on Facebook. I'm even on the TikTok and, of course, LinkedIn. My handle is, of course, at Ziggy the Wine Gal. I know that's a shocker. But anyway, give me a follow. I'm always hipping you to the deal of all the latest things going on in wine country and, of course, beyond wine country. So thank you for tuning in to Wine Wednesday this morning. I love featuring each one of these fun finds that are amazingly priced. And next Wednesday, I have a really, really special wine find. This wine normally is close to $30 a bottle, and it's on sale. They've just marked the price down to $12 a bottle, and it is from a local winery in Alexander Valley. So be sure to tune into Wine Wednesday next Wednesday right here at 7:30 in the morning. Thank you for tuning in this morning, my friends. And again, happy New Year.